whatsoever is honest. Amen. Whatsoever, amen, thing that is right. Amen. Praise the Lord. God wants you today to think on these things. If there ain't be any virtue, amen. If there ain't be any praise, he says, I want you to think on these things. Anything of a good report. Somebody out there today, amen, you've been wrestling with your thoughts. But the Bible says, amen, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You need the endowment of the Holy Ghost upon you today. You need God to come in like a mighty rushing wind and move these things out of your life as you surrender to him. Dial that number, 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. Get you in touch with Brian. I want to touch and agree with you. And why are you procrastinating? Why are you, amen, praise the Lord. I'm going to go, and I want to let you know tonight, 6:30, 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Bible class. We're getting into salvation. We did sanctification. Now we're talking about from cleansing ourselves, amen, and presenting ourselves to God. Now how that God is ready to come in and change your life. 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Some of y'all want to be new. I want to pray with you, touch and agree with you. He says, all things passed away. Behold, all things become new. You need a fresh start. I want to pray with you. If you need a fresh start, if you need God to move for you today, dial that number, 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500, get you in touch with prayer. The Spirit of God is on the move. Thank you, Lord God. I praise God for you. And I'm believing God. The Bible says also for us to be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. You got to come forward. Don't hold back. Come forward. Bring it before the Lord. Let God move on it. Let your request be known. Because God is ready to fall in your life and to change it. Let's not forget this Saturday at 12 noon, 806 Mickey Gillen Road, Faraday, Louisiana, Christian Faith, Amen, Apostolic Church. We will be in our mid, as you were, amen, our quarterly fellowship meeting, amen, praise the Lord, at Christian Faith in Faraday, Louisiana, 6, as you were, 806 Mickey Gillen Road, Pastor Vera Meredith, in that great city, amen, of Faraday, Louisiana. The church is the body of Christ. There and here is where the love begins. It begins in the church. If you can't come to church and be healed, if you can't come to the church and find deliverance, then there's going to be no hope. And this is why we got to walk in the Spirit. Paul tells us to walk in the Spirit, that we, amen, may not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Somebody needs to know that today, that you can come to God's house and that you can find deliverance. Brethren, Paul says, follow that. Amen, praise the Lord. Be followers of me, even as I am of Christ. But he said, mark them that walk disorderly among you. And he says, mark them that walk as an example. Some of y'all need an example. Things are not happening in your life. You need the word to be an example for you. And God wants to do that. If you allow him to work. I don't know about you, my friend, but I'm so glad that somebody came to me and said, you know what? You need to repent for your sins and be baptized in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It would change your life. You repent, God will change your life. Love will start flowing. The grace will come. Praise God. Listen, I don't have that much time left. I got 1 minute. But I tell you what, I appreciate God. I appreciate the word that has went forward. Paul said to the Philippian church before I get off the air today, he says, hold forward, amen, praise the Lord, the word of life. See, some of us need to hold on to the word of life is what he's saying. Amen, praise the Lord. Hold fast to that, amen, praise the Lord, which you have received and that you know that is of the truth. Amen, praise the Lord. Hold fast to that. Watch God move for you. Some of us need to stand still and see the salvation of God. And I'm telling you, in these last days, we need a miracle from God. I got to get off this air. And I tell you, next Wednesday, we'll be live here. Amen. 10, amen, praise the Lord. 15 to 10:45, amen, AM, 88.1 FM on your dial. I'm Bishop David Veal singing. Until next Wednesday, you'll be healed, be delivered, and be made whole. In Jesus' name. Thank you. If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Glory to God. Turn to 1 John chapter 4, verse 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No man has seen God any time. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know ye that you dwell in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. And we have known and believed. This is the scripture I want to get to. And we have known and believed the love that God hath for us. God is love, and he that lives in love lives in God and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There's no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he have seen, how can he love God whom he have not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who love God love his brother also. So walking in love is not an option. But when you walk in love, God is walking in you, and you are walking in him. Hallelujah. We didn't love him first. He loved us first. We love him because he first loved us. And how did he demonstrate his love? He demonstrated his love by sending Jesus to be the Savior of the world. And then he demonstrated his great power by raising Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah. And so you can receive that love or you can reject it, but I made up my mind, I'm receiving the love. And then when you believe the gospel, God placed this love inside of you. You say, Pastor, how can I love others like God loved me? Because God put his love inside of you when you believed in Jesus. That love was poured into your heart by the Holy Ghost. Romans 5:5 says, the love of God has been poured into your heart by the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. God placed his love in your heart when you made Jesus the Lord of your life. But many of us don't know how to yield to it or how to walk in the love of God. So therefore, we have to grow and increase in our understanding of the love of God. And as we learn more and more about God, our love walk will grow and increase, and we will experience more and more of the blessing of the Lord. You see, when I got saved, I knew the love of God came in me. Mom and Dad didn't raise us to be prejudiced. I didn't grow up in a prejudiced household. We were taught that everybody equal. God made us all, not one better than the other. But I'm going to tell you, when I got saved, I noticed that something different came inside of me, that I really had a love for everybody. All of a sudden, I just wanted to love people. Now, I didn't understand it, and sometimes you don't know how to trust that love, but the love that God gives you, you have to grow in understanding. You have to learn about God, and you have to learn who he is and what he likes and what he dislikes. And then as you obey him, your love for him will increase, and your love for your fellow man will increase as well. So you can grow and increase in the love of God. Amen. Everybody should be growing in love. In fact, Paul commended the Thessalonians. He said, I'm commending you and I'm bragging on you because your love for each other is abounding. That means there's an overflow love in this church, and your faith groweth exceedingly. So they were increasing in love and growing in faith at the same time, in spite of their difficulty, in spite of their persecution, in spite of their hard times, in spite of all the trouble that they were facing. They were having a tough time. But Paul said, in spite of that, your love and faith keep on growing. So I learned from that. When I saw that day, the Lord showed it to me. See, he'll keep giving you revelation on love. He'll keep giving you revelation on faith. And I remember when I read that, the Lord said, it's possible for you to go through hell and high water and come out stronger. It's possible for you to go through the fire. And I'm going to tell you, have the flood all around you and come out stronger than when you went in. If you'll learn how to trust God and learn how to believe in love. Notice what this scripture says. We have known and believed the love that God has for us. So we have experienced that love, and we believe in that love. We have faith in the love of God, that it is the right way to go. There's no better way than the love of God. Amen? All right. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We're going deeper. 1 Corinthians 13, the characteristics and the mindset of love. Let me read this to you. I'm going to read this out of the Amplified Bible. I'm going to start at verse 1. I can speak in the tongues of men and even of angels, but have not love, that reasoning, intentional, spiritual devotion, such as is inspired by God's love for and in us. I am only a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Ooh, we're getting deep, then, ain't we? Or we going past blood pressure check. Or we drawing blood now. And if I have prophetic powers, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose, and understand the secret truths and mysteries, and possess all knowledge, and if I have sufficient faith so that I can remove mountains, but have not love, God's love in me, I am nothing, a useless nobody. Even if I dole out all that I have to the poor in providing food, and if I surrender my body to be burned, or in order that I may glory, but have not love, God's love in me, I gain nothing. Now, listen to what love is. Now, this is your checkup right here. And then I'm going to give you a more thorough one than this one right here. Love endures long and is patient and kind. Love never is envious nor boils over with jealousy. It is not boastful or vainglorious. does not display itself haughtily.